SA Diary.
Activate Change Drivers, along with Africa Unite and the Institute of Justice and Reconciliation, convened the Gender-Based Violence Imbizo in Cape Town earlier this week. And Ramolotsi Sotwane is the events coordinator at Activate, joining me on the line now. Ramolotsi, what came out of the Imbizo? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm very well. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. So we, in conjunction with Africa Unite and the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, Activate Change Drivers hosted an Imbizo that looked to basically unpack issues around gender-based violence in South Africa, looking at the context, what are the steps, what are the facts around the issue. We looked at what are the structural determinants of gender-based violence within South Africa in general, and we also looked at how this issue looks like within the Western Cape.
And what does it look like, I suppose, in the Western Cape? And more importantly, what do we do moving forward? Because the whole point is to not only concentrate issues around women and gender-based violence around the month of August. It's something that we should be talking about on a daily basis.
Yes, no. And I think it's common knowledge that South Africa is characterized by high levels of crime and violence in general. So that we see that the manifestation of that in the Western Cape with all the violence that we see, gang-related violence and everything. So gender-based violence happens within this context of a very violent society, of a society that is characterized by crime. So as a network, Activate Change Drivers sought to convene this Imbizo to try and get our communities to speak and to share their perspectives on how we can respond to this challenge. So the idea of the Imbizo was to bring together organizations that work within the gender-based violence mitigation sector to say, how can we collectively respond to this challenge? Because I believe that it is the view of the network, of the Activate Change Drivers network, that solutions to our problems lie more in our collaboration than in working in silo. One of the objectives then of the Imbizo was to explore opportunities for cross-sector collaborations to respond to the challenge of gender-based violence.
And you can find out more details by going to leadsa.co.za. Thank you very much, Ramolotsi Sotwane, Events Coordinator at Activate.